everything that I did just came into its own realm. It wasn't anything I did, but it all formed every piece of the pie for me.
Debbie May describes growing up as a church girl in Chicago and being surrounded by gospel music, but she did not quite envision working in that space. Despite regularly singing in her uncle's choir, she knew she preferred to be behind the scenes and ultimately pursued a focus of arts and entertainment management in college. She made the switch from owning a shoe store in Bloomington, Indiana, to the music and talent industry after becoming friendly with a recording company that had signed Keith Pringle and Reverend James Moore, both established stars in the gospel music world. May began to manage both and developed a good reputation as each of their careers continued to grow. One day, Moore was asked to perform on the Bobby Jones Gospel television program, and May caught the TV bug after seeing the entire production.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, and that's exactly where we are, and do we have some...
The show was one of the original pieces of programming on the BET channel as it was beginning in the 1980s. May said one of her friends, Derek Lee, was the music director of Bobby Jones Gospel and advocated for her to join their production team. At first, she volunteered to help and paid her own way to attend tapings in order to learn how it worked, with her first role assigning artists to their dressing rooms. Before long, though, May was elevated to working as an on-set producer directly with Bobby Jones, and her connections with artists, managers, and other gospel music leaders began to grow.
It was the catalyst to many things for many people in gospel. You only had one national TV show in the world that carried gospel music into people's houses every week. And that was Bobby Jones Gospel. So you live to get your song, to get your person on Bobby Jones Gospel. Well, guess what? That's where I was.
May continued to find success as a talent scout and manager before another opportunity arose. In the late 1990s, she met promoter Al Wash, who saw the success gospel music was having and decided to platform it further. He recruited May to help run his Power 98 tour and then again for Shout 2000.
Of course, gospel music got bigger and bigger and bigger, and it began to move into from churches to theaters to arenas. And so I had the pleasure of watching this thing. You know, it's like the building of a car, and now the car is a whole transportation service.
After her mother died in January 2019, May describes it feeling natural to step away from the gospel music show business and to start a new chapter. How did she pick the Triangle to move to? Well, she said it was an easy choice. Not only had she lived in the area before when her son, former UNC men's basketball star and national champion Sean May, was attending Carolina, but it's now where several of her grandchildren are as well, since Sean is on the program's coaching staff. Debbie says spending time and seeing the kids grow up was a major motivator to transition away from the gospel music industry. And after taking an operations manager role at the CVS pharmacy in Carrboro, she helps lead her new team of coworkers.
I don't have a formula, but I do have an equation. Number one, you never forget the person that opened that first door for you.
The Gospel Music Hall of Fame was founded by Monica Butler, who May recruited to be her assistant after connecting through the Gospel Music Workshop of America. After the organization inducted its initial classes in 2023 and 2024, Butler called May earlier this year to tell her she was chosen for the 2025 class. May received the call during a shift at CVS, with her past and present colliding to build into celebration. On September 6th, May joined the 100 other members of this year's class for an induction ceremony in St. Louis. She says the event was a remarkable reunion with not just members of the industry, but many friends and family who made the trip to support her. And while the initial call from Butler about making it into the Hall of Fame was special, May says the follow-up conversation was equally as touching.
That meant more to me than, I'm not going to say than the award, but just the fact that she knew I was there and she knew I was the person who kind of struck the match for her. Her first question was, what did you think? And so that meant a lot to me.
You can see photos from Debbie May's trip to St. Louis and the Gospel Music Hall of Fame ceremony by visiting chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.